This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. You know, I'm talking with Jim McKinney, obviously, right now. Jimmy, you know, I stayed up last night and watched Tucker Carlson. And what I think is really kind of interesting is something that you brought up throughout the week, and that is how the Republicans, at least in terms of the primaries, really are running incredibly effective campaigns. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, yeah, sure. I think so. What we're seeing, and of course, with this latest, the big one was Elizabeth Cheney, Dick Cheney's daughter from Wyoming. Actually, Liz Cheney from, you know, Washington D.C., who pretended to represent Wyoming. She was beaten badly this week by over 30. I think 36 to 38 points overall. I mean, it's a massive defeat.
It was, yeah, big number.
Yeah, so she was defeated in Wyoming in her primary after last her 2 years ago winning her primary by 70 points. That's with a 70% of the vote. So that's a huge turnaround in 2 years. And you got to ask, why is that? People are beginning to understand that Washington and that the people inside Washington that are protecting the government over the individual, I mean, actually literally protecting the institutions of the government over the people of the United States, Americans are frustrated. They're frustrated. And this is really a fight about those elitists in D.C. and in Republican and Democratic parties that think that they know better than the average American. And what you're seeing in the result of the primary elections is that people that are standing up for American interests, people that are standing up for, you know, I mean, it's named Trumpism or whatever, but it's really about a better understanding of how corrupt our government has become, how disconnected Washington, D.C. has become from the average American citizen with inflation, with border issues, with the international, you know, debacles the Biden regime has put us into, and with jobs, with all these different, you know, economic challenges that, and of course, you know, Not to mention the defund the police movement and the violence that was created in 2020 before the election and the legitimate questions of the 2020 election. People are standing up and saying, that's enough. I'm tired of that. And a lot of people in D.C. still don't get it, yet the primaries are continuing to go forward with numerous victories from America First Republicans.
Well, a lot of people in D.C. don't get that. I'd like you to give us an opinion, if you would, on the tenure, not tenure necessarily, but I would have to say the personalities right now of many of the Republicans. I was talking with a mutual friend of ours last night, and I mentioned to him that many of the Republicans, the rhinos, et cetera, are really not helping the Republican cause whatsoever. You want to elaborate on that, Jim?
Oh, I'd love to. Mike Pence is a perfect example of someone that is completely disconnected with what's happening in America. And, you know, Mike Pence is the nice guy, right? He's that person that people think should be the type of example and leader, at least conservatives and Christian conservatives in particular. This is the decades Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney, you know, 10 years ago was the guy that was the good guy that should be leading the country. Now it's Mike Pence. But here's the problem. Mike Pence actually is probably the single biggest factor in why Republicans lost, with the exception of whatever corruption was there, but why Republicans lost the control in Washington when they elected Donald Trump in 2016. Mm-hmm. Mike Pence and the people that were like Mike Pence, the Republican establishment, Republicans in name only, if you will, but the uniparty people, They were protecting their interests. They felt they knew better in how things worked in D.C., and they very much didn't like this populist Trump that came in with ideas and a lot of people that wanted to swing things around. So what you get, and let me just go into some specifics with where Mike Pence failed. Mike Pence fired General Mike Flynn immediately within weeks of taking office over a false allegation from the deep state people inside the Department of Justice and FBI that leaked a perfectly good and normal conversation with the Russian ambassador for the inbound national security advisor. Mike Pence was responsible for looking at election fraud in 2016. They put together a team to look at California, look at Washington State, look at some of these states that had very bizarre numbers and a potential illegal voting. He failed immediately on that and gave up within months because all the states wouldn't give him the data.
Yeah.
He failed at outing the Russian hoax, even though he had information and people within his staff knew that it was false. And that includes senior members of the Republican Party, like Richard Burr, the senator on the at the time, the chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee. He knew there was corruption going on and manipulation, but they were against this whole idea of a new change in government led by an idea of Donald Trump. Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, they were absolutely tubing the whole idea that Americans wanted change in Washington and they were going to fight how they any possible way they could. Here's some more on Mike Pence. He was the COVID task force lead. He's the guy that let Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx continually harp on their absolutely insane policies that had no scientific evidence. He protected them. He failed at the November election to actually take a good hard look at what was happening, and he failed to question any fraud in January of 2021, which he had a legitimate right that he could have questioned that and forced people to come up and review. History is not going to be kind to Mike Pence. It's not going to be kind to Paul Ryan. Not going to be kind to Mitch McConnell. Not going to be kind to Richard Burr. These are Republicans that are so at Liz Cheney. She, for some reason, thinks she's going to, you know, run for president again. No way. Doesn't get any support at home. She's not going to get enough Democrats to support her. She's going to fail miserably. She's going to grift off people by taking money, and you're going to see a lot of that come up with people, organizations like the Lincoln Project that were against anti-Trump, anti-America First policies.
Well, you know, you mentioned Liz Cheney. She's strongly considering, you know, throwing her hat in the ring in the primaries for being a Republican candidate for president. Personally, I want to make a comment on that. I think DeSantis pretty much has that one wrapped up. Any comments, Jimmy?
Well, I don't think DeSantis is actually going to run for president. I think he's going to focus, personally, I believe he's going to focus on Florida. He's going to continue to do what he's doing, which is doing a very good job at protecting Florida and leading the nation and inspiring other governors to take bold action and showing that it can work. After this November election, we'll see. But I really do think Ron DeSantis would be a phenomenal vice presidential candidate for Donald Trump if Donald Trump decides to run. If he doesn't, then he would be a great candidate, probably the one that's be favored most. There's a lot of people that Nikki Haley's maneuvering right now. Mike Pompeo's maneuvering right now. Chris Christie, the former New Jersey governor, he's maneuvering right now. There's a lot of people that are possibly positioning themselves. Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, potentially. But the reality is if Trump comes in, he's going to get the nomination, and especially after what has happened this last week with Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, Mar-a-Lago was a big, big step in the right direction, really, for the Trump campaign. Jim, we're up to 9:16. Got to take a real quick commercial break here. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. After that commercial, we're going to talk a little bit about what happened down at Mar-a-Lago. We're going to talk specifically about the redacted version of the paperwork that the judge basically is requiring to be sent out. As you said, Jimmy, off mic, I agree, a redacted version is not going to make the people happy. Any comments?
Yeah, it's not going to make individuals, certainly Republicans, happy.
It's not going to make Democrats happy because they're going to want to see the juicy details, the threats, the potential, you know, that they can actually throw Donald Trump in jail with, that, you know, the, what justification there was out there. Journalists are not happy. They want to have a clear understanding so they can go ahead and report what is out there and make money off the reporting, because this is going to be a big moneymaker for the media, yeah, corrupt media crowd.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people interested in seeing the unredacted affidavit, the justification of why the FBI, because apparently the FBI Counterintelligence Division put this forward to the Department of Justice.
Yeah.
And then the Department of Justice went ahead and has supported it. And it took, you know, a few weeks for Merrick Garland, according to some reporting, to make a decision on it. What I think the Trump administration, or the Trump team, is looking at right now is, look, they want these documents out in the open, and they've wanted them out in the open for a long time. They were stymied by their own internal legal counsel. And
Jim, you want to explain that for me, if you would? How were they stymied by their own legal counsel?
So White House, according to much reporting, the Trump team had collected documents from 2017 onward that actually exposed some of the corruption and the lies within the Department of Justice, the FBI, over the Russia collusion narrative, as well as other information and intelligence information on relationships with, you know, the Hunter Biden, Burisma deal, Chinese relationships with, of course, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Now, very cautious and potentially, you know, Republicans in name only kinds of people, or deep state actors, people that were wanting to protect the government over the individuals and over transparency in the U.S., they recommended, and actually that Trump not release these documents. Now, that's partly to protect the national security state, right? And they also were there to protect against potential blowback politically for Donald Trump. But Donald Trump, on his last days in office, actually declassified all these documents that had been discussed for months and years, actually, that would show some of the evidence of this corruption. Now, those lawyers, they decided to, you know, recommend not releasing them.
His
Trump
lawyer.
Went ahead at
his
the last
lawyers, yeah.
Yeah, the Trump's lawyers.
Right.
And as well as, but under pressure from Department of Justice and other intelligence community representatives that were there to protect their own interests. Now, there's a lot of information coming out from ABC News that Kash Patel, the chief of staff for the Secretary of Defense, as well as a lawyer and a congressional advisor, that he wanted to force these released in March, these documents in March, but March of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Trump team was stymied by some internal folks that probably had their own interests or were concerned about it, even though the president has the declassification authority. And he did, according to the documentation, the letters that he wrote, he did declassify these documents related to it. Now, what it shows is that potentially the Department of Justice supporting the FBI Counterintelligence Division, the same Counterintelligence Division that pushed forward the Russia collusion hoax, that the Counterintelligence Division of the FBI were trying to collect up the documents that may, in fact, show their complicity in the DNC operations that actually started the entire Russia collusion narrative, which would show conspiracy.
Right.
And we know from a lot of information that's come out, specifically a 99-page scathing review of the FISA court that was done by the FISA court, by a federal judge on the FISA court, that showed the FBI over 85% of their queries for the NSA database, were illegal queries and done by contractors in the FBI. And we know that Perkins Coie was one of the contractors and had an FBI terminal inside their office. And Perkins Coie was the DNC's law firm. Now, if you don't think that shows direct connection to conspiracy to undermine a sitting president, I don't know what does.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I would agree with that. There's no question there. One comment that I would like to make about the, I think that so far the Trump team has turned this particular invasion of his home and club at Mar-a-Lago, I would have to say that they've turned it to his advantage at this moment in time. I'd like you to comment on that.
Yeah, I think no matter who you are, you have to wonder how much power the state will have to go on a, what they, you know, they're calling a fishing expedition.
Right.
But basically it looks like the Department of Justice and the FBI are looking for a crime to find. So basically they're going into his house looking for any information, evidence based on potentially questionable evidence. And in fact, as in the Russia collusion whole narrative, fabricated evidence, things that were absolutely lies, and the FBI knew lies, but they knew were lies, but they continued through that process. So it's very difficult to trust what they've done, because they've proven in particular with this president that they are willing to lie and cheat. And that's Kevin Kleinsmith, who is a lawyer for the FBI, actually changed documentation to justify the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act warrant to spy on Carter Page and the entire Trump team.
Right. So, Jimmy, we got to take a break for the top of the hour news. I want to just kind of get you prepped here. After the top of the hour news, I want to talk quite a bit about what's going on economically in the United States. We had a few good days in the stock market. It looks like that's diminishing here starting today. S&P is plummeting right now. We've got some interesting things going on in the housing market right now. Two very complicated situations that I think could really spell trouble for the liberals, but we'll have to wait and see how that one shakes out at this moment in time. But going to talk about that, you guys, right after the top of the hour news. Stick around and take advantage of our blog. We're getting some great comments, great discussions on the blog. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters say the United States will likely see warmer than usual fall weather. NOAA adding the West and Northeast can likely expect warmer than usual temperatures over the next few months. The outlook also is calling for less rain in states like Colorado, Utah, Missouri, and Illinois. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is trying to close border gaps in the state with shipping containers amid two recent fentanyl busts at the Arizona border. At least one of the gaps is in Yuma, Arizona. Yuma, Arizona Mayor Doug Nichols joins Fox News to talk about the effectiveness of border walls.
We can go back to 2006 when President Bush sent the National Guard to build a wall. We had a 98% drop in crossings that one year alone. It doesn't solve immigration, but it does make the country more secure.
USA Radio News. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky admitted the agency made some mistakes when issuing guidance for the COVID-19 pandemic earlier this week. She's telling Fox News the biggest issue was balancing getting the recommendations out quickly with being accurate with them.
What I told our agency is on that path to the finish line towards publication, we need to stop and pull over. We need to show our work. We need to inform policymakers. We need to update things along the way as we proceed to that finish line. We need practical, timely recommendations that look, take early peeks of the data and adjust along the way.
A Hank Aaron rookie card is breaking the record for the most expensive Aaron card ever. TMZ Sports reporting the 1954 Hank Aaron rookie card sold for over $700,000. The card includes two images of Aaron when he played for the Milwaukee Braves. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back after the Talk of the Hour news break. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on economically in the United States. Friday morning when we actually just prior to us recording the weekend show, a couple of the facts came out about the economy. One of them is the housing market is very definitely in a recession right now. Housing prices are decreasing in the area of 6%, and the S&P is, I don't want to say it's in a total free fall as of Friday morning, but it is diminishing significantly. I think the thing that could kill the Democrats in terms of the upcoming elections is very, very definitely what's going on economically, because that isn't really, numbers don't lie, and what's going on economically isn't really subject to emotion, etc., etc. And I think that the housing market, I don't want to say there's a collapse, a 6% decrease, in my opinion, doesn't represent a total collapse. I think the housing market was very, very significantly overbought in most parts of the country. Jimmy, what's your comment on what's going on economically?
Yeah, so the latest talking point out of the White House was that no inflation for July, zero.
Right.
But the reality was it was actually 8.5% or 8.6% year over year. So the inflation problem will continue. They've just passed, the legislature signed by President Biden, a roughly $740 billion bill that basically rewards a lot of green projects and attempts to re-stimulate in some ways, actually it's to pay off their constituents.
Yeah.
The problem is you put that, you're going to have to create that money. You're going to, you know, we're in debt, so you have to actually create it. Creating money actually creates inflation. So the reality will be inflation's going to be with us for a while. It's not going to drop off the charts just because of 1 month having zero, and we don't even see the final numbers yet on that. But we're also going to see, with the housing issue, we're going to see employment changes, especially as we go into the winter time, because, you know, construction slows down regardless.
Right.
But when you're seeing a, you know, 6% in housing sale drop for this July, when you start looking 20% from the same month a year ago, these are huge differences, right? They have, of course, these have a big impact on, for people selling the homes and buying new homes, on the overall economic numbers. So you're going to see those types of problems continue. We see the service industry started to pick up a little bit in the summer, but that makes sense because more people are traveling, more people are, you know, just tired of the COVID restrictions
right.
that are hitting the road, and they wanted to get away because basically a couple years of being locked up. And, of course, people wanted to go out to eat. They had some disposable income, though we're seeing individual credit increasing significant. You know, people are spending more money on their credit cards. So you start adding all these pieces together, and you look at the Biden regime efforts to control the energy markets in order to push a green agenda, you're going to see some very serious problems going into the fall.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the biggest ones, Al, is actually food prices,
mm-hmm.
as we will see next year.
Yeah, food prices are, there's no question about that. That was featured on Fox News last night. But food prices, for lack of better terms, are increasing. In one of Dr. Oz's campaign ads, by the way, Oz, it was brought up on Fox last night, is losing in his effort to win that seat. But regardless of that, and one of the reasons that Carlson feels that he's losing his strength is primarily because his campaign really is somewhat blasé, for lack of better terms. He talked about housing prices, but food prices. Food prices, in no question, are going up, but they don't really represent. Inflation is important. It's very important, but it's not nearly as important as the fact that we have no police protection right now in the country. We have continued violence in the streets, etc. And these are things that really are great talking points for the Republicans, and they don't seem to be using them. What are your comments on that, Jim?
Well, timing is everything. I do think Dr. Oz out in Pennsylvania was kind of a funky candidate to actually reach the top. But I think
I do too.
But the guy Fetterman, the guy that he's going against, is actually a wacko. And so hard to say how that was going to turn out. And right now it's pretty hard to trust any of the polls.
Right.
So we'll see. There's a long, you know, a big wide margin between. What is it? Today's the 19th of August until that election in first week of June. So we'll see what happens. I think.
That wouldn't be the first week of June. The election.
I'm sorry. First week of November. Excuse me.
Right.
Yeah, I apologize.
Right.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of potential changes there. Back to the food prices issue. So, you know, what happened over the last 6 months with energy prices and some of the problems with food production, we will not see until next year. We're eating last year's food. Those prices are going to continue to go up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of problems right now with the food industry around America. And, of course, we had all these unusual fires and attacks.
Right.
So it's very interesting to see what will happen. But these numbers, from my perspective, do not look good going into the September-October time frame for people in office.
Right. No, they really don't for the people in office. But the fact of the matter is, I agree with Carlson, who I have a lot of time for. I agree with him that the Republicans are really not focusing on the real core issues. Lack of police protection, continued violence on a daily basis in the United States, a certain amount of inflation, all that's abating right now according to the government figures. Those things need to be focused on right now, as opposed food prices are food prices. Inflation doesn't really frighten people, I have found over the years. Sure, it's not very pleasant, but it's not, aside from the cost of fuel, that is incredibly, incredibly disconcerting right now.
Well,
go ahead, Jim.
No, for the people that live on the margins, you know, and that's a big percentage. You know, there are like a tremendous number of Americans, more than half of Americans live check to paycheck.
Uh-huh.
You know, and for them, paying the bills, deciding whether or not they're going to be able to have their lunch, you know, for their kids or not, and then whether or not they can afford to drive for work,
mm-hmm.
You know, you have a 10% or 8% inflation rate in a couple of months. You're not able to do, you're making
right.
decisions that you can't do things. So that's where the economy actually drives a lot of politics. And we have to understand that, that the lies, the propaganda that comes out of the White House is not the reality right now of what's happening with most Americans. And just because fuel prices went down a little bit, that's not going to last forever because of the policies, the green energy policies, where they're trying to restrict a lot of carbon fuel.
I'm not sure that I agree with that. We can talk about in the next segment. Jim, we're up to 9 minutes already in this particular segment. We've only got 9 1/4 and we have to take a commercial break. So you guys are going to take a commercial break and then we're going to wrap up the KE report for this particular week. Thanks for listening, but keep on.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Life can be full of risks.
One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Okay, welcome back to wrap up with KE Report. Primarily, official name is Corlin Economics, but it really has become Corlin Politics, for lack of better terms. I think we have to focus a little bit more on economics in the future. Jimmy, what do you want to talk about in this final segment?
Well, I think, you know, just the overall feeling around the country right now. I think, you know, you've got this little gap right now of maybe of tension. There'd been a big buildup of tension with when, you know, gas was reaching over $5 a gallon, when the inflation rate was skyrocketing continually. And of course, we had the Ukrainian war. We had all these different issues that were all coming to a head.
Right.
And right now in August, you're not seeing a lot of that. I think a lot of that has to do with global corporate media playing down some of the real issues that are facing America. And I think by doing that, they're protecting this administration. And by protecting this administration, they're protecting their financial interests because they can pay off this administration to achieve their ends, not the ends for a better America. And I think that's right now what we're facing with this entire sense of D.C. privilege that really has lost touch with the rest of America.
Well, you're saying the D.C. environment has really lost touch with America. I'm not sure that I would agree with that. I think the Democrats are doing everything they possibly can to retain the House and the Senate and certainly the executive office. Are they going to succeed? I don't know. It's hard to say, in my opinion. I'm going to be talking more about that next week. Like to get your comments, you guys out there. We've got a very active blog. I'd like to know what you guys think about the upcoming November elections. I really, really wonder if the Republicans are doing the correct thing right now, many of the Republican candidates, or if they're basically treading water. I hope to hell they're not is all I can say, but according to a lot of the newscasters, some of the guys on Fox newscasters, I would call them very, very bright editorialists, and I have to say that in my opinion, the editorialists are doing, quite frankly, I think pretty good in terms of showing the pitfalls that some of the Republican candidates are falling into right now. Jimmy, you talked about that a little bit yesterday in our daily editorial. Why don't you repeat what you said? I think it's very important.
Well, so I agree with you. There are some, overall, the Republican Party, there is weakness at the senior leadership of the Republican Party. And the reason why there's weakness is because they're the controlled opposition. They've been used to negotiating, and they think on terms of, well, we want to make things work, and we've got to work with our friends across the aisle.
Right.
Because a lot of them are friends. I mean, a lot of these senators and congresspeople are actually personal friends, Democrat, Republican. And then when it comes down to it, it's all about the politics and it's the media spin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Republican Party has been fighting against an enemy that could care less about integrity and moral leadership. They and the Republicans don't understand the fight.
Yep.
They don't understand that you can cut a deal with Jerry Nadler or with Dick Durbin, and the next moment he's going to stab you in the back.
Yeah.
Because there is no moral leadership. There is, and of course they're going to say the same with the Republicans, and that's what the Democrats are doing right now. They're actually casting Republicans as the people that are trying to destroy democracy because they support a populist movement that represents putting America first and taking care of the individuals. And they're spinning that very effectively with the propaganda of the media. And the Republican leadership doesn't understand that. But here's where I think there's a difference, Al. There's a saying that's been around for a long time: all politics are local. And when it comes down to who's winning in these local primaries, when it comes down to who's actually pushing back against some of these, you know, gender identity issues, when it comes to, you know, the family economic issues,
yeah,
moms and parents and people in the neighborhoods are fed up and they are tired of it. So they are selecting in primaries people that will stand up for their interests. So when November comes around, I expect to see at the state and local level a tremendous push against this gender ideology, against these, the policies that defund the police. And you're seeing it all over the place right now. Where Democrats are actually having to back away from some of their previous statements.
Yeah.
But they said it, and they've done it. And they're the ones that watch cities burn. You know, over 200 cities, $2 billion worth of damage in 2020. They're the ones that supported COVID lockdowns. They're the ones that supported the CDC because of, quote, the science. And now the CDC is coming out and saying, we failed you because we didn't follow the science. The reality is coming to a head to these people. Now, if the Republican Party can't capitalize it at the national level, at the local level, there is pushback. And that's what really needs to happen in America to get back on track to a reasonable community and a reasonable society that does respect each other, but also has standards that we live by. And that's where I see we're headed.
Repeat that phrase, if you would, Jim.
Oh, boy, I don't even know if I remember. But, no, I see that the real where the rubber meets the road is at the local level, and regardless of what's happening at the national level, I think people in local communities will put us back on track to put rational, accepting, tolerance, but with reasonable expectations and you know, a standard that public standards that are actually bettering our communities, not hurting them, destroying them, and dividing them.
Well, it would appear that that's true when you look at a lot of the candidates that were endorsed by Trump. I mean, his success rate in endorsements was incredibly high.
Yeah, he's at somewhere close to 200 positive endorsements and about 15 failures. That is unprecedented in history. And the reason why, it's not just Trump. It's not endorsing Trump's endorsement. It's the endorsement of an idea that America should have standards of living, that should we should be bettering each other, that we should be protecting our interests, that we shouldn't be throwing away our borders and throwing these gender ideologies and all this, you know, this racial division into our communities. That's what people are actually supporting. And Trump is not, he just represents that. He's not the, he's the guy that was selected because people were fed up. And you know what you saw in Wyoming with
Cheney.
Well, yeah, with Cheney and with Harriet Hegman, she said it straight up at the end of her speech. America is fed up with all these little issues, the ridiculousness of the left, and at the same time, the left is losing black community support. They're losing Hispanic community support.
You've mentioned that a number of times.
Massively, massively losing that. And that's how they win. That's how the Democrats, the progressive win. Now they've isolated themselves because they are protecting their elitist ideological views, and they're actually being more racist and more divisive than anyone else. And that's going to come back to haunt them.
Well, I got to tell you, we're going to be speaking more this week on the fact that the Democrats have lost a very significant amount of the Hispanic vote. We're going to look at that issue during our editorials this week and determine why, in our opinion, that's the case. I'm going to do the same thing with the African American vote because that's very important. It's very important for a number of reasons. The main reason is the Democrats have been counting very, very significantly on the Democratic vote, on the support of the African Americans for the Democratic vote. I think it's critical that we look into this situation because right now what I'm seeing is that we have an interesting election coming up in certainly this year in 22, and we have a critical election coming up in 24. We're going to opine on that during the editorials of next week. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.